He shook Glisson's paw.
Ah, we're all that my laird stuff. You can call me bossy, or just plain hungry. Do you know serve afternoon tea at this place?
Glisson smiled.
Forgive me, of course we do, bossy. Come, you'll be our honoured guest for what you've done. I hope little Dougree has thanked you.
Bosie set out for the abbey, paw in paw with Glisson.
One sheet. There's no need for that. I wouldn't be much of a warrior minstrel if I let a crow scoot off with a wee Mulburn. I was coming down the path outside when I heard the ruckus. Then who should be flapping o'er yon wall but a roguey of a crow with a bold wee Dougree in his bill? So I dropped him with a single shaft. Being a thrifty beast, I never use more than one arrow on carrying like yon rascal. So, this is the Braw Redwell Abbey. I've heard lots of good things about it, especially the victuals.
The abbot squeezed his new friend's paw.
I pride myself on saying that you won't be disappointed, Bosey.
Back at the gate, Humphrey was about to lock up when Corksnout indicated the slain bird.
Don't shoot, you guy, yet. Lend the paw to sling this one into the ditch. The insects will make short work of him. I ain't hanging about to dig holes for villains. You take the talons, and I'll take the head. Come on, young dwink, you too. Grab a wing. Bisky, you get the other wing. Right, lift!
As they manoeuvred the carcass across the path, which ran north to south outside the abbey, Corksnout spoke.
You know, I've been thinking about that word, pincer. I'll tell you what I think. It's an anagram of prince.
Humphrey chuckled.
You're a clever old grandad. I would have never guessed that, would you, Dwink?
The young squirrel replied airily.
Oh, I probably would have sooner or later. What's you grinning about, Bisky?
His friend's grin became even wider.
I've solved it, or at least I think I have. Thanks for guessing that Pincer was really Prince, Mr. Spickle. Right, let's put it all together. This is how it goes.
They paused on the edge of the ditch, listening as the young mouse explained.
The bird has no rubies, the snake has no emeralds, two rubies and two emeralds. Where are the stones? A prince of thieves hid them well. That's it.
Corksnout grasped Bisky's paw and shook it heartily.
You're right, young'un. Those two words after pincer, or prince, those five, they're an anagram which comes out as of thieves. But how did you guess?
Bisky explained.
I just kept repeating the lines as we'd solved them. Then, when you said prince, it all fell into place.
The big cellar hog cautioned them both.
Now, don't ye go telling old Gallop that I solved the pincer word, or he'll be getting all in a tizzy with me. Moles are funny creatures sometimes, you know.
Dwink released his hold on the dead bird.
I wish we had the mole with us now. I'll wager he'd dig it all for this villain quick enough.
Humphrey shook rainwater from his spikes.
We ain't digging a berry in all, are we, Grandad?
Corksnout shook his head so emphatically that his false nose wound up behind his ear.
We certainly ain't. I'll toss him in the ditch. What the insects don't get will be gone by tomorrow. This rain'll flood the ditch and wash everything away.
He tipped the saturated jumble of feathers that had once been a crow over the edge of the ditch.